Today is Friday, the 7th of October, 2016. My name is Adam. Hello, everybody. I barely squeaked it in this week. That does not sound good at all. I barely squeezed it in, everybody. I got it in there. So nobody can say anything. So I don't remember what we talked about on the last week, but I want to talk about some contact that I got, and this person is now a listener, so it's so cool, like, that they're listening, and I didn't even know that this person was listening, but I got a text message. So I have this friend, Joey, and for those of you who listen to most of my shows, you know who Joey is, but I have this friend, Joey, and he is on a show, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, and he used to listen to when I did the Adam and Maddie show. He used to listen to that. And he listens to, well, I don't know if he still listens, but he listened to, he has somewhat of a feud with my co-host on Dubious Intent, but he did listen to Dubious Intent. And so he's listened to a lot of stuff. And in fact, I've been told the reason that he got into podcasting was because of me. Now, I don't know, or partly because of me, because he listened to the Adam and Maddie show, or that's one of the reasons that he got into podcasting. And so I consider that, you know, I'm his pod mama or something. There are all these drag names. There are all these, like, my drag mama or my drag sister or my drag cousin or I don't know, something like that. But anyway, so he is my pod something, my pod child. And I know he listened to a lot of other podcasts, so it wasn't just my show. But I got a text message from him. What he does when he listens to a lot of the podcasts that he listens to, where he's friends with the folks, like when he listens to Catching Up with Joe and Mike, he will text them. He has like them on a three-way message or whatever. And he texts them and he's like commenting on the show as if it's live or something. Like you've got a live chat room, but it's after the fact. It's on a recorded show. And so anyway, so he does that. And sometimes when he's listening to Dubious Intent, I will get messages from him and, you know, but the funny thing is it'll be right in the, he'll have a thought and he'll like say something random and I'll have no idea what he's talking about. And he's like, oh, no, you know, that thing that you said on the show or whatever. So I was going about my business the other day and I get this message from Joey. And he says, I'm sad to say this, but this was the first time I listened to Geeky Gay. I really like it. And I subscribed. Woo! So thank you, Joey. I'm so glad that you like it. Like, I don't know. I don't really promote it. Like, I'm not trying to get a bunch of listeners. I would love it if I had a bunch of listeners, but I feel like sometimes I have trouble doing it on a regular basis because I feel like, oh, do I really have something to say? And every week, and because I do Dubious Intent and I'm on various other Pride 48 things throughout the year, it's hard for me to think of content. And I don't have a lot of time to come up with like segments and bits like Big Fatty does. Although Big Fatty has been doing, and I'll be so shocked. I'm just going to say Big Fatty, because I don't think he listens to this. And I will be so shocked if one day something from Geeky Gay appears on the front of the Big Fatty online podcast, because I don't think he listens. Probably not. But, you know, Big Fatty's been doing those. First of all, he steals those bits from Auntie Vera. And second of all, he's been doing the same bits for years. So I don't think it takes any additional production time for him to do that. But anyway, so I don't have time to come up with a lot of bits. And so I just feel like this is my, I'm kind of getting it out there. I'm venting, I'm doing whatever. Sometimes it's hard to vent because there are people listening. And so you don't want to say too much. So all of that said, I just spent a whole long time saying, thank you, Joey. I'm glad that you're listening. He tells me I'm really good at it. And I'm really good at doing a one-person show. And he says they're difficult and I handle it really well. Well, Joey, you listened to one episode, so we will see if you still like it after you listen to this one. So a couple of things that I saved for this show. One of them is, and I don't even know if I can do this justice. I think it's going to fall flat, but I wanted to tell you guys, and I don't think Mark listens. Mark is my boyfriend, if anyone is new. And he is Filipino. And there, I don't know if this makes me sound racist or something like that. And I guess we're all a little racist, but I really don't think this is a situation where I'm being racist. I think I really have noticed about the Filipino culture. They tend to be very perfectionistic about certain things, about, you know, events. When they're having people over, or when they're planning an event or going on a trip, they want everything planned down to the last detail. They want itineraries. They want everything to be perfect. And I've noticed that, at least about Mark, that he is so much that way. Well, with him, he wants everything to be perfect, but he does not enjoy doing the planning. And so, you know, one thing that I found out about him is he gets irritated if the event or the trip that we're going on or whatever the case may be is not perfect. And so he had a birthday party coming up, which the birthday party has already happened. And, you know, it went very well. But when we were getting ready for the birthday party, we had agreed, and I've covered this before, I believe, but we had agreed that I suck at planning a Filipino birthday party. I don't know what foods they want to eat. I don't know. I mean, they get so elaborate. Like, these Filipino birthday parties, they have those backdrops. I think it's called a step and repeat. Joey can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's what they will have, a step and repeat where these folks can, you know, the guests can come in and take photos of themselves. They usually have themes. So people need to dress a certain way and all of this stuff. Like, it's all crazy. I mean, it's all so planned and perfect and all this kind of stuff. In the first year that I tried to plan a birthday party for him, I felt like it fell flat. I felt like I didn't cook the correct foods that they normally like. I felt, you know, I just felt like it didn't go the way that I would have normally wanted it to go. I didn't feel like he was as happy about it. So last year was his milestone birthday. It was his 30th birthday. And I said, hey, you know, I will do as much of the work as you want me to do, but can we plan it together? You know, can we plan this together? Because I don't want to make any mistakes. And so we did that. We planned it together and it went really well. Well, so this year we said, okay, we're gonna have a birthday party / housewarming party because we're in a new house and no one has seen the new house. So we sat down, we talked about what the food was going to be. I said, I will cover all of the desserts. I will cook those. We figured out what those were going to be. I said, let's go ahead and rent tables and chairs because that's the easiest thing. So I had already, you know, contacted the table and chair company, or well, the event planning place that rents the tables and chairs and everything. And I had set up to pick those up the Friday before his birthday party, which was on a Saturday, and arranged to take them back on the Monday. I'd already paid the bill and did all of that. And he and I had agreed upon the food, but we had agreed that he was going to reserve the food. And we were cooking part and having part of it, you know, redneck catered, we'll say, because it was like Olive Garden and Chili's. It wasn't like some fancy restaurants. So then the Wednesday night before, we're sitting on the couch and he's, you know, still agonizing about what he's ordering and what he's going to cook because he wanted to cook something Filipino. And he's going through all of this and he's so stressed out. And he turns to me and I had already made all of my plans. I knew what desserts I was cooking and I wasn't going to cook those until Friday night. I figured we would clean the house on Friday, or I was even going to take some time off work on Friday, clean the house, get that ready to go. And, you know, and on Saturday we could finish everything up. I had it all in my head. I was all ready to go for the things that I needed to do. And before that, I don't know if I mentioned this, but before that I had already given him the day before, I had given him his present from me, which I posted on Facebook, which was tickets to an Adele concert in Atlanta. So I had done all this. I am a very busy person. I'm a very busy and important person. And I had done all of this and I wasn't too stressed about it because I thought we had it all. I was just sitting there watching TV, you know, playing on the computer, doing whatever I do. And he turns to me and he's like, you know, I don't even know if I should say anything, but, you know, this is my birthday and I'm so stressed and I'm doing all this stuff. And I just feel like for my birthday that I shouldn't be the one being stressed and doing all this stuff. And I just feel like I'm doing all this stuff and that you're not helping out and all this. I mean, he literally, those words came out of his mouth and I was so mad because first of all, I thought we had an agreement that we were both planning these birthdays. I had already figured out what I was doing and what he was doing. And let me tell you, most of it was what I was doing. All he did was order the food on Chili's and Olive Garden. I mean, that's all he was assigned in the task list. And then he wanted to cook something Filipino. I did not assign that to him. He wanted to do it. Oh, I was so irritated. I love Mark. I mean, I love him. And he apologized later. So, I mean, it's not, we are all good. But I just had to kind of, I wanted to mention. So he's a good person. He gets very stressed. He gets very stressed about things. And I guess I wasn't showing enough stress. So I told him, I listed off for him everything that I was doing. Told him, hey, by the way, you know, they're not delivering the tables and chairs. I'm taking time off work to borrow a friend's truck and go pick those up. And then on Monday, guess what? I'm taking time off work again on Monday to load those up and take them back. So, I mean, he apologized. He was very apologetic and the party went very well. I took time off work Friday afternoon and got the house all clean before he got home. And then, you know, we went and did our grocery shopping and got all the groceries. We got centerpieces for the tables, we got flowers to freshen up our flowers outside, and we really decorated. It was really nice. I mean, it was really nice, and it went really well. So, you know, it went really well. I just wanted to get that off my chest because I haven't said that on a podcast. So that's one thing that happened. And then the next thing, I was asked to play my trumpet at a party. Mark's friends, there's another birthday coming up, and they have wanted me to play trumpet for them for years and years and years, right? And so they ask me every time, you know, every time we're together, oh, Adam, can you play trumpet for us? And I don't know. Trumpet's not one of those instruments you just whip out. You know, like people who play guitar, they can just take their guitar with them and just, you know, strum the guitar and have a little sing-along or something like that, and people can play. But normally you don't just take your trumpet around with you everywhere and like start playing for folks. So I've always declined. I've always said, no, you know, it needs to be a group. It doesn't sound right. You don't just whip your trumpet out and start playing in front of people. Well, this is one of his friends they call a milestone birthday. She's turning 40 and they're planning a surprise party for her. And so, but I don't have time. As I said, I'm very busy. I've had a lot of stuff going on and I don't have time to rehearse anything. So I was thinking, what can I play that's not hard that I've played before? And I have a lot of sheet music from, you know, stuff that I played when I was in college and stuff that I played when I was in high school. And there's some really beautiful songs, you know, that I have played that are, you know, soft and sweet and pretty. And maybe they sound a little bit sad. I don't know. But, you know, they're easy for me to play, but easy for me to sound good on them. So they wouldn't take a lot of work. So I was in here the other day and I was going through that book and I was practicing specifically the easier stuff, you know, the more melodic and beautiful stuff. And so Mark comes in and he says, you know, that's nice and everything, Boyfi, but maybe if you played something they knew or something that was a little more upbeat. This is a birthday party. It should be happy. Ugh. Again, this perfectionist, all the events and parties have to be perfect. But I don't have time to rehearse something. And I don't have time to, you know, really pull something together that's peppier and faster. So I don't know what to do. I really do not know what to play. This song, by the way, that you're hearing is Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. So maybe it is a sad, I mean, maybe it is a sad song, but still, I don't know what to play. I don't know what to, I'm just going to go in there and play Happy Birthday or something. I swear to God, I'm just going to go in there and play Happy Birthday because I want to play something that sounds really good and they don't go away from it thinking, oh, Adam's a horrible, sucky trumpet player. I'll be nervous as it is. So I can't get in there and play something too difficult that I'm going to mess up on. And I don't have time to spend a lot of time rehearsing. So I don't know. I do not know what I'm going to play. It's in about 7 days. And we'll see what I end up playing. It's probably going to be something slow and they're just going to have to deal with it. And at the end, I'll play Happy Birthday. Maybe I'll play a peppy version of Happy. So I'll play kind of a pretty, you know, melodic that I can sound really good on. And they can go, oh, Adam has a beautiful tone, you know, as a trumpet player. And then I'll end it with Happy Birthday. I don't know. I'm going to do whatever works for me because I feel like they kind of put me out a little bit by asking me to do it. anyway. And so, and you know, it's Mark. He's a perfectionist. They probably will love anything that I play. They probably won't have any problem with anything. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, that's coming up next Saturday. And so hopefully that'll go well. I'll keep you guys informed on how that goes. The only other thing that's really happened to me this week is we ended Finding Prince Charming recap show because Joe and Daniel hated the show. I don't love the show, but I would have kept doing the podcast because I've enjoyed doing a podcast with them. But they just, they couldn't take it. They were like, oh, this is so horrible. We can't, you know, we can't do this anymore. So we had our final one and I played my trumpet. It may be the first time I've ever played my trumpet on a podcast. I can't say that for sure because I've done hundreds of hours of podcasts at this point in my life. But I would say I've probably done 600 or 700 hours worth of podcasting. So I don't remember if I've ever played the trumpet on a podcast before. However, I played taps on that. So you should go back if you want to hear me play trumpet. Now, I did crack on it a little bit, and taps is super easy. And so you could be really judgmental and say, oh my God, Adam, you had a cracked note on taps. What are you doing? What kind of trumpet player are you? But I played taps on it, so you guys could hear me playing a little bit. By the way, the music that you were hearing before was not me. It was Wynton Marsalis. He's a very good trumpet player. And so I played taps on that. And we ended the finding. We did 3 episodes, and the Prince Charming show is still going on Logo. We're just not going to continue to do any recap shows. I asked them on the show, I said, now, because their main problem with the show is that the guy who they chose to be Prince Charming is a dick, is a shallow dick who is so into himself, and they really don't like it. And I said to them, you know, well, you know, most of these shows are very shallow, and Bachelorette, Bachelor, all of those kind of shows. I mean, it's a shallow concept. Right. But they really hate the guy. And I said, so next season, if they get renewed, would you consider, you know, watching it if there was a different, better Prince Charming? And they said, oh, maybe, you know, but Joe Batanz had a problem with the premise of the show. So I don't know, but I'm going to continue watching it because I've already started and it's recording and I kind of want to see who he picks. I have my ideas of who he might pick. But I wanna finish it out. I've already started the show, so might as well. It's one of those shows that you can put on and go about your day, like cleaning the house or cooking, or you know, when you just want something playing in the background and you don't have anything else to listen to. Kind of like when you listen to the Geeky Gay podcast, you know, when you're at your the bottom of your list of podcasts and you're like, oh, I really want some audio in my ears, so I guess I'll put on Geeky Gay. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. If you want to contact me, if you have my phone number, you can text message me. If not, you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can eventually find some videos other than my vacation videos over at youtube.com/geekygaytv. Oh, my God. This is another thing. I don't have time to talk about it now, but I bought a brand new laptop to do video editing and to do live streaming a video on Facebook. And I upgraded my live streaming software so that it would work with Facebook Live. And then I tried to do a simple screencast on it, and it has flickering. And now I'm going to have to submit a bug on their software and try to get this result. Ugh, it's crazy. Video is so hard. You can also find me on Twitter, GeekyGayTV on Twitter. And you can find me on my other show, which is Dubious Intent, over at dubiousintent.com. You can find a lot of shows that are GLBT and GLBT friendly over at pride48.com. I will see you guys next week. Bye, everyone. We'll be right back.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.